This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Today, of course, is Labor Day, but it turns out we have plenty of other things to celebrate on this Monday. It's also National Newspaper Carrier Day. Shout out to the people who get us the morning paper. It's National Mouth Guard Day to raise awareness for protective sports equipment. And my personal favorite, National Eat an Extra Dessert Day, as if I needed permission, but okay, thanks. These are not federal holidays like Labor Day, but they are celebrated and they make money. Marketplace's Maria Hollenhorst reports on why there's a holiday for almost everything.
If you've ever looked at a calendar and thought, who invented that holiday? It's possible it just came from Thomas Roy of Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
I invented Northern Hemisphere Hootie Who Day.
The premise of Northern Hemisphere Hootie Who Day is to celebrate the coming end of winter by going outside at high noon on February 20th and yelling,
Hootie Who!
I mean, it's not any weirder than Groundhog Day, right? About four decades ago, he mailed this idea to Chase's Calendar of Events, which publishes an annual guide to holidays, sporting events, and celebrity birthdays. And then he kind of forgot about it.
Until February 20th, I started getting calls. Hey, Roy, you're famous. You're all over the news. You're on the front page of USA Today. I'm like, what?
Newscasters had picked it up.
Of course, right away, I ran out to my desk and invented eight more holidays.
You are not going to get a day off of work for Northern Hemisphere Hootie Who Day or any of the dozens of other holidays that Thomas Roy and his wife Ruth have invented.
Bathtub Party Day, Get a Different Name Day.
No Housework Day.
Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor's Day.
He's got a lot of these.
Blah, blah, blah day. A day to do all the things that everybody's been blah, blah, blah nagging you about.
Mark your calendar for April 17th if you want to celebrate that one. The Roys filed a copyright for their creations and said they've made a few thousand dollars from greeting card companies and brands that wanted to use their holidays in marketing campaigns.
Purina for Answer Your Cat's Question Day or Pet Owners Independence Day, one of them.
The relationship between big business and wacky holidays goes way back. Just ask Marlo Anderson, a North Dakota entrepreneur.
It was just a personal blog for almost 3 years.
10 years ago, he started trying to track obscure holidays and their origin stories.
And it took over my life. It took over my office's life. You know, we get kicked off of WordPress.com because we had so much traffic coming to the website.
That site, National Day Calendar, now has 12 full-time employees, a mobile app, a podcast, and a TV show in the works. They have become the unofficial arbiter of national days and get about 30,000 applications a year for new ones. Companies sometimes pay thousands of dollars just to have them proclaim and promote a special day. And some spend a lot of money just to become part of a news cycle.
Checkers Rally restaurant franchise put this marketing campaign together to have me change the National French Fry Day to the second Friday in July, because Friday is Friday, right?
I mean, sure.
And I come to work one morning and there are like these wall drug signs up down Main Street that had these like five signs in a row. Hey, Marlo, don't you know Friday should be on Friday type of thing. And I'd go to coffee in the morning and they would have a 20-foot banner. Have your coffee first, but change French Friday to Friday. And I'm just like, this is insane.
But it worked.
Tomorrow's National Friday.
It's National French Fry Day, of course.
So here are seven different deals to help you celebrate.
You know, I hear that, I just cringe.
Nancy Gray studies brand management at Arizona State University.
But the person who runs our office puts a list up every day of what we're celebrating each day. Oh, did you know today's National Guacamole Day? And it's also National Strawberry Day. So, I mean, it becomes an opportunity to participate.
She says that we humans value experiences that take us out of our everyday lives.
Even if you're skeptical of this and you feel this tension, like, yeah, this is just for money, we're okay with those contradictions. We don't need to resolve those in our minds to have the satisfying consumption experience with a brand.
She says that holidays just make buying stuff more meaningful, no matter what it is you're celebrating. I'm Maria Hollenhorst for Marketplace.